I just blanked on this word. I was like, efficacy. I was like, that's not how you say it.
Efficacy? That's also not what we're looking for. But anyway.
It's like my brain said, efficacy. And it's like, I know that's wrong, but I can't process which part is wrong.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.
Well, this is the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon. Last week we had a really shitty news cycle. We were all really down.
Last week's Happy Hour was great. I really enjoyed it. How we just got off topic so far and then accidentally brought it home.
Wait, with that being said, we don't know what we're doing for the real deal.
Not at all.
This week. We'll maybe figure it out.
This is the first time we've discussed it.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, let's figure it out while we're drinking.
So anyways, Kevin Durant, yeah. I guess, got into a...
You're by the way, before you get into this, you're just becoming our weekly sports commentator. So I like this. Go.
Well, that was just the first article I saw that Kevin Durant got into a DM beef with Michael Rapaport, comedian, and he does other, I think he does stuff with sports or ESPN. I'm not sure. No, okay. I don't know for sure. Anyway, Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport had a Twitter Instagram DM exchange. Looks like Michael started with a tweet must be a Twitter DM. I don't know how Twitter works. I don't use it. Michael Rapaport tweeted, KD seemed deeply in his feelings with the NBA on TNT crew after the game. Damn it, he's super sensitive about everything. Don't do the interview. Durant messaged him and said, you a bitch. Guess this was in December. But Michael responded, just do the fucking interview. And if you're upset about something they've said, say something. Up there looking like you were going to cry and shit. Again, here, I'm going to stop there.
I take it this was leaked from one of them.
Michael just put out the screenshots.
Anyway.
But Kevin Durant doesn't realize you can't win an argument like this with a comedian, like a professional comedian. The dude had a sitcom at one point. Like, you're not going to win this. But
that's... Yeah.
But Kevin responded, I did the interview, you dickhead. Tell your baby daddy Chuck to be better at his job and frame his questions better. He gave me two options for that dumbass question, yes or no. I don't know what the question was.
Yeah. Me either. And it doesn't matter.
And then he posted something. It's like, I don't know why they still asking for this idiot's opinion or something.
So has this come to like a resolution? Like, where are we at with this? Is it just
out there? Oh, it gets worse.
Okay.
Right here. I heard it all before, you cunt. Chuck doesn't need U.S. security, you pale, pasty, cum-guzzling bitch. I swear I'm a spit in your face when I see your dirty ass. Bet your life on it. Meet me on West 17th tomorrow at 10. Or better yet, what's your address? 10 a.m. at Catch Steak on the corner. Meet me there, pussy.
Now I'm just confused where to meet him, though. He just came out like three different places. Yeah. So.
Meet me all over. I'll be everywhere. But then Michael responds, go help the kids in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and stop being a fucking putz. You a bitch forever caring how I do an interview. All you do is cocksuck other men for attention. Trump didn't pay attention to your sorry ass, so now you want to use everybody else to get views and laughs. Your life is a joke, you fucking pale cocksucker. Go get some sun. It's fucking with your brain, piece of shit.
I have multiple issues with this. One, he is a joke. I mean, he's a comedian. Like, literally is a joke. Like, that's... that. I don't think that was a bad thing. Two... he throws around cocksucker quite a bit. Like, it's a bad thing. Like, it's an insult.
No, that's
the thing. What if he's just really good at it? Like, what if he, like, takes pride in how good you know, he can suck.
That's where the,
like, that might not be. Yeah.
That's where the whole issue with these exchanges come, is all like homophobic.
Yeah.
Talk.
Clearly.
Well, because Grant called him a cum guzzling bitch, and then saying sucking dick for attention. Yeah, called him a cocksucker. And then Rappaport just responds, "Go to Brownsville and help the people that need it, goofball. You go do it, clown. Good for you. But nobody gives a fuck. Suck a dick. Can't wait to tell you all this in person. You call your lawyer like the pussy you are. Ha 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 ha. You couldn't talk Portnoy talking shit. Defamation of character. Six crying emojis. Pussy ass wanna lawyer up. Your wife mad because you wasting that little bit of money on a lawyer because you ain't. Fuck." It's partially me reading bad and partially his spelling or his grammar. "Your wife mad as fuck because you wasting that little bit of money on a lawyer's because you can't take a joke. Ha 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 ha. How pussy are you? Your wife doesn't even respect your bitch ass." So yeah, so Kevin has come out and apologized for the homophobic language.
Eh, fuck him anyways. So we're not here to make friends. So,
yeah. At least who gives a fuck about a specific NBA player? It's like, he's not going to listen. He's not gonna, granted, if that's the kind of vitriol he throws around in DMs, he might fuck make him, us come famous. At us.
What do you?
He's the same guy that had the whole thing about when he was on Oklahoma City Thunder talking shit about everyone wants to go play for the Heat. Everybody just wants to win a champ. Nobody wants to actually play the game. Everyone just wants to be on a pylon team. And then he signed with Golden State a couple of years later and became the biggest pylon team. And then everyone made fun of him and he got mad.
He was done after that anyway.
He's still playing. He's playing for Brooklyn now. Because now Brooklyn is becoming a pylon team.
Yep. Dude, Brooklyn is going to kill it this year, though.
Well, yeah, because it's a pylon team. NBA is rigged anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, they just rotate through, like, you know, a handful of teams every few years. I'm just waiting for it to come back around.
To Chicago?
I don't know who I'm waiting for it to come back around to, but someone one day it'll come back around. Speaking of sports, so the MLB has pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta because of Georgia's recent voting restrictions laws that were enacted. I guess they were... Are they actually in place now? I don't know. So anyway, you've heard about the new rules that Georgia put in place to restrict voting rights, correct?
Yeah.
There's been a bunch of backlash over that. And I guess Biden, I don't know if you mentioned it in passing, reached out to Major League Baseball, whatever it was. But essentially, Major League Baseball went, yeah, Georgia, you can go fuck yourself. So the MLB has been like, yep, we're taking our game, taking all the money that comes along with that. And yeah, it's because you hate black people, Georgia. That was pretty much their response. At least the elected officials in Georgia, yeah, they hate black people.
Oh, okay. Because they're going to say...
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, they get gerrymandered out of voting districts and they're not represented in their government. And then they get all their voting rights taken away by the people who are sitting there. So... that's also the same state, you know, who arrested a elected black official for knocking on the door while the governor was signing these voting restrictions into law. So,
what was he knocking on the door for?
She wanted to watch.
Oh.
And they arrested her.
That's weird.
That was the whole comparison of, like, you arrest one black woman just politely knocking on the door, the governor's office, and they were just comparing it to the January riots in D.C. of, like, I mean, I understand the circumstances were a little different. And yes, we are arresting people now, but they did a little bit more than knock.
Speaking of the Capitol.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to take this one?
No. I only know what happened vaguely. Like, I know a headline of the thing. I know no information about it.
Let me pull up. There's not much because it's, well, we do know more, but So literally a few, I guess, hours before we started recording this, there was an attack at the U.S. Capitol where a man drove his car into a police barricade. He struck two Capitol police officers, injuring both of them, and then he exited the car, wielding a knife and coming at them. So he was shot, I believe. Yes. Then the National Guard and U.S. Capitol Police responded. So U.S. Capitol Police and the National Guard responded. One of the police officers who was struck has died. The other one is recovering. He's not in serious condition. So yeah, that's going on. Don't do that. Don't. Some things are coming out about the attacker. I don't really want to get into it. He definitely had some issues. So he had some, not even really, I was going to say cryptic posts, but just kind of out there posts about, he had lost his job, he had suffered some medical ailments, and he believed that the federal government was targeting him with mind control. So he blamed all of this on the U.S. federal government, and presumably this is part of his reason for his attack. He had some affiliations with organizations. We'll say that sounds terroristic. Not necessarily. He was affiliated with the Nation of Islam in some way or another. The Nation of Islam being not Islam, not the mainstream Islam religion. Nation of Islam being the one that's headed by Louis Farrakhan. Malcolm X was a member that Nation of Islam, for anyone who wasn't clear. Yeah, so, you know, things are still crazy. Things are still happening in the Capitol. This doesn't necessarily seem related to any given left or right stances, which I guess is an improvement. But the fact that there are people out there who think that the government is out to get them, causing all this hardship in their life and trying to control their mind, and we're not able to get them any help, you know, that says something. Not really good about our current systems.
Nope.
Things that are good about our current systems. COVID vaccines are opening up to everyone now.
Yeah.
That's solid.
I already got mine scheduled April 17th. Getting the one and done Johnson & Johnson brand.
So nice. Hopefully it doesn't hit you too hard. Like,
oh, it'd be funny if it does. It hits me like both shots at once.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, like everyone that I've heard who's had a, not even necessarily a bad reaction, but had some sort of reaction to it, most of the time it's just kind of fatigue and soreness the next couple of days, a little nausea, whatever. It's always after the second one. I think most of them had the Pfizer one too, but we're not experts. I don't know. I haven't actually, oh no, I take that back. I've only heard one other person who got the Johnson & Johnson, the Janssen shot.
Janssen.
That's their pharmaceutical branch of Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson & Janssen.
Yes. Chloe had the same, my wife had the exact same response as you did. Janssen. And she just made fun of me. She thought I misspoke. I was like, no, that is the pharmaceutical branch of Johnson & Johnson. It is the Janssen vaccine. Do you know what the like full immunity time is after that? Like the other ones, after you get your second shot, it's like 2 weeks after you're like good to go. You're actually vaccinated.
I just know, when I was looking at the Indiana list for the vaccines, any other, like the Pfizer or the Moderna, all and anything that was like near me, it was all, the earliest I could get in was May. I was like, I don't want to wait that long.
I'll be getting my second Pfizer one a week before you get your one and done.
So next week.
Yep. So we're saying within a month, we'll both be fully vaxxed and good to go. So if you see us out in the public, still stay away because we don't want to see you.
Yeah. So by June 4th, when I'm down there, I'll be, we'll both be vaccinated. So
the friends we have coming will also be vaxxed.
Sweet. So it'll be all,
we can all
vaccinated,
spit in each other's mouths and have a good,
like the good old days.
Just like we used to.
Indiana opened 16 and 16 plus. And
yep.
16 yeah. and Kentucky. Plus. 16 and up. But if you're signing up, if you're under 18, you need like special.
Yeah.
Like
well, and then only I think only one of them is approved for under 18. But anyway, that's good. Other good things that are happening: the ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal is free. So
hooray!
All your shitty stuff that was made in China is being shipped again. That's good. I actually don't know what was on the ship, but it was stuck for like what, a week and a half. So that's good. Popped out of there. There were some good memes. I like some of the. So we just passed through April Fool's Day. Did you have any good April Fool's like posts? Did you see anything that was going on?
I saw dozens of people posting pregnancy or don't
yeah.
pretend you're pregnant. Don't pretend you killed yourself. Don't pretend all this. Like there's a lot of.
Were people doing this before?
The pregnant one, I did that once. I told my mom I was pregnant.
Well, don't be a dick. So,
I understand the sentiment of people boasting about things that could be offensive. Sure. Or it's like people that are struggling to get pregnant or want to have a baby but can't and all that. I've had miscarriages and stuff. To see people boasting in jest being like, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, JK, we're not actually pregnant.
Yeah.
Hurts feelings.
Also, I feel like no one actually did it because it wasn't actually funny.
It's the thing. We never saw it. It's probably out there somewhere. I saw a whole lot of people posting about voting for Trump in 2016, but it happened. So there's definitely people out there.
Yeah.
Doing this shit, but.
They're probably the same people. So let's be. That's probably why you didn't see it. Yeah. I mean, I feel like. A lot of companies, like it used to be a big thing where companies would come out with these big, like April Fool's pranks and try and do things and like even little posts. Yeah. So actually, IUSB, Indiana University, had a good one. It was only good for the people who went there, like alum and current students who knew. So the campus is on the river and they have a goose problem. They have very aggressive geese on their campus.
I've been attacked by the same goose twice. Walk into school.
I mean, that's kind of, you know, it's the same goose, but
because it's 2 days in a row, I got attacked, and I was like, okay, second day is like, oh, they're nesting, so I'll just avoid every goose. So I'm walking, and I had to walk by the river to get, or I'd have to walk like 5-10 minutes out of my way. So I'm walking, I'm avoiding every goose, every gander, geese. Just going fine. All of a sudden, I just hear. Behind me, I turn, and the fucking alpha goose is flying at me. And that's the thing people don't realize. Their wings are like baseball bats.
Dude.
Like, they hurt. Like, it hit, its wing hit me passing by. It's like, that sucked. And I'm sitting there staring down a goose that's got his wings out that's just hissing at me. Just and I was like, I could easily take this thing. In my mind, but I'm like, it's just me.
I think it's also like illegal to hurt the geese.
Oh, it is. But I'm saying, I'm standing here with a moral quandary of to behind me is just the river. Across from me is a field and then just apartments. So there's going to be at least one person that happens to look out this window and sees me fighting a goose. And
they're strangling a goose.
I'll say they'll either one see me beating up a goose or killing a goose, which is a bad look, or two, they'll see me losing the fight to a goose, and I don't know which one was more embarrassing, like to have to explain why I attacked a goose or why I lost a fight to a goose.
I mean, it's a really good thing you didn't, because think about, if you would have won and you killed the alpha goose, then you're in charge.
I'm the alpha goose.
Now you own a flock of geese. Like, you have to fly them south for the winter. You have to be like that guy who had the glider. I don't remember the movie, but he flew all the geese south with his glider. Like, that's going to be you.
But then my solution to that problem was the coward's way out. I used to carry bread with me. I went to Kroger and just bought a bunch of cheap loaves of bread. And as like, oh, it was like a peace offering.
After the goose attack.
Yeah, after the second one.
Okay. I thought like before you were just always carrying bread with you. I was like, oh, that was handy.
That's probably why he was attacking me. He just wanted the bread. No, I would walk with like a couple slices of bread and just like toss breadcrumbs as like a peace offering for safe passage. And it worked.
I was going to say, it worked, didn't it?
But anyway.
That's all it takes.
That tangent. Anyway,
so IUSB posted. It was like, what was their first post? Their initial one was like, you know, we've heard your request or whatever. Like, we've, after much feedback, we've decided to make a change to our mascot. And then the next slide, it was a goose. And just said, go geese go. And it was a fantastic post.
Oh, it'd have been fantastic to be an actual thing. Because right now they're the IUSB Titans.
Well, the best part was they just put the little Titan helmet on the goose, too. So they weren't...
I did see one prank, now that I mention it. Now that we mentioned it, besides the IUSB one. The NFL memes Instagram or Twitter account thought it'd be just hilarious to post that Russell Wilson signed with the Bears. And no one bought it. We were all just like, that's not funny. We don't like you.
There was a Miami Dolphins one that said they were trading Tua to the Jets. Everyone's like, you can go fuck yourself. It wasn't didn't go over well. There was the local bagel shop here had one that was like, all right. Because they like try all kinds of crazy flavors of like bagels and cream cheese and everything. And I'm going to sneeze. Okay. So they posted one. Essentially, it was just a little shrunken down tire. And it was like new flavor. And it was like, I don't know how they, but it was like vulcanized rubber flavored with this and that. And it was like a special chocolate dirt crumbled cheese. And it was like, this is kind of dumb. But The dumbest one was Volkswagen. Did you see theirs?
No.
So they posted like, I think a week before April Fool's Day. And the whole thing was a prank, apparently, that they were going to change their name in the U.S. to Volts. VOLTS wagon, and to focus on their EV electric vehicle production in the US and rebrand as Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And then I think like on April Fool's, they're like, oh no, haha, we were just kidding. It was a joke. Yeah, now they're getting potentially sued by like the FEC. Like the US government's like, yeah, you can't do that. Because it was potentially misleading their investors in like future plans for the company and like company outlook and TBD whether they're actually going to get in trouble for it or not. I would assume probably not, but it's hilarious. They're like, nope, that's a no-no. And literally, that's probably the worst possible April Fool's joke you can have is when the U.S. government yells at you and tells you that wasn't funny. Nike has sued to get a temporary restraining order to halt the sale of Lil Nas X's Satan shoes. So you want to tell the good people about these Satan shoes?
That they're fly as shit? Yeah.
They are.
They're really... I mean, I'm not one for... advertising any specific religion, but
that's fair.
Yeah, they are really nice looking shoes. To be fair though, what I found out like just on random Instagram browsing, Nike came out with like there was like a Christian shoe that had like a little crucifix on it like 2 years ago. So it's kind of like a knockoff or like a ripoff of that.
Yeah. So Lil Nas X, it was a collab with, I think the company's called Mischief. It's MSCHF. And Nike had nothing to do with the actual production of these shoes. And apparently, what did they produce? They were modified Air Max 97s.
Yeah.
And apparently, it had an inverted cross, I think like a pentagram, red ink, and then one drop of human blood like in the sole of each shoe. And it coincided with
it was a limited release. They were only going to make 666 pairs.
Yes. And it coincided with the release of the music video for Montero, Call Me By Your Name, which is a great video.
It is.
Dude, the art in that video is
It's beautifully crazy. Shot, beautifully done.
Such a good video. And I mean, the song's catchy too. I didn't even really listen to the lyrics the first couple times.
Just
watch the video and like it had a good beat.
Listen to watch his Genius interview. Do you know what that is? Genius is like,
we can say I do.
It's a YouTube channel you can go to. It's Genius. Okay. Period. They talk to like musicians and stuff, like behind a yellow background or in front of a yellow background, and they just break down the lyrics of their songs.
Ah, nice.
Usually, like every hit song, they'll talk to somebody, and they did him for Old Town Road when it first came out.
So we did. Yeah, we briefly talked about this video last week. I hadn't seen it when we posted or when we recorded last time, and it was just starting to blow up. Like I mentioned seeing a meme or something about it, and I wasn't quite sure what it was yet. So now I've seen it and heard it, I can fully support it. But yeah, it so the song itself, if you want to talk more about the song, okay, let's wrap up the Nike thing. So Nike did not like these shoes because many, many people have got their panties in a bunch about them. And Nike was like, yeah, no, we had nothing to do with that. And then they have a restraining order and have halted the sale and delivery of the shoes. So on Nike.
Yeah. I haven't fucked with Nike since 2013 when I went to Kohl's and I had like a 30% off coupon. And that's the only reason I'd go to Kohl's is with the coupons. But I needed a new pair of gym shoes. So I found a pair of Nikes I liked. I get to the front and they're like, oh, this week Nike like announced that they don't accept stores coupons for their products.
Oh, ew.
So stores can't discount anything that's Nike.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Nike.
Yeah. It's like
I'm an Adidas boy. So it's my
I do love Adidas. I used to love Puma really a lot, but I really do enjoy Adidas shoes. Also like Crocs.
I think those are the two, different. Weren't they? Adidas and Puma were founded by brothers, I think.
Like German brothers that were feuding.
Yep. No, Nike
ain't shit.
Now two pairs of Adidas. Like my shoes, my general like everyday shoe for the most part, and my gym shoe, and then bought a pair of spikeless golf shoes that are Adidas. They're really nice.
Nice.
And
you golfing?
A couple golf shirts too. Yeah. I'm gonna start golfing.
Nice.
I mean, I've golfed in the past, but I'm actually going to go get a new set of clubs and a new bag and everything. Yeah, I went to the gym right before we started recording today. Mostly Chloe's been going. She actually went and signed up on her own. And then she's been going in the afternoon. She started going this week and she's like, hey, you want to go with me? I was like, yes. Mostly because I looked at what my workout was going to be today and it was a bomb ass workout. I was like, that sounds really fun.
That's what I'm with like, the dumbbells now. Because I have that and then I have two 35 pound dumbbells, which is crazy because I bought those at Meijer when I first saw them and they were like $40 a piece. It's like $40 for a 35 pound dumbbell. Fuck yeah. Went back later when they finally restocked everything. I was going to buy two 25 pounds. They were like $55 a piece for a 25 pound one. But my 35 pound was only $40. Well, because now that they got them in stock, they just ganked all the prices up.
Yeah.
I might have got one that was mistagged too. Who knows?
I don't think we've talked about that. Do we want to? We did it in the past in one of our lost episodes. Do you want to do like habits? We can do like working out. Habit, just general habit forming stuff. Talk about that a little bit in the real deal.
Work into that.
We'll figure it out.
Mostly just exercise, working out. We could talk about like our history of athletics and stuff and then what we do now.
How to, we'll title it How to Build Your Dad Bod.
No.
That'll be our, that's all I got. Yeah, we had about 10, 15 minutes in the beginning, and then we had about a 10-minute chunk in the middle. I had one more thing I was going to bring up. We can maybe splice it and put it in the middle, or just leave it on here. I did want to talk about the Derek Chauvin case a little bit, the George Floyd's killer.
So
we're in the middle of that
trial
right now.
And they've released the body cam footage, and that shit is fucking hard to watch.
Yeah.
That whole situation is handled all of it, poorly. Like,
yeah, everything he did was like, even his people on the police department now are coming out and be like, no one ever taught him that. It's not part of our policy.
Kneeling on his neck, they say the people are yelling at him to granted, police have people yelling at him all the time for shit. But they're yelling, check that man's pulse, and they kept checking his pulse, and you can tell he's unresponsive. They load him in the ambulance. He's already dead.
Oh yeah.
You can tell
the paramedics came out and said that during the trial.
But then once he's in the ambulance, he's in there for 2-3 minutes before the officer is even instructed to do chest compressions. He's just dead. And then after a while, just having him laid there, him strapped in, and then they're like,
the paramedics said when they got on the scene, they're like, what was your initial assessment of the scene? And he's like, well, in layman's terms, he was dead. They knew looking at him, when he was there, there was no. So my biggest qualm with this, in the coverage of the, I think, I don't remember what I was listening to. It might have been BBC, NPR, maybe. I feel like NPR is usually better about these things. So the whole thing, and I get it when people are on trial, it's always innocent until proven guilty. Sure, we talked about that a little bit last week as well in a different case. But
none of that made it to air.
That's fine. No, some of it did. Some of it did. I listened to some of it. It did. The issue I have with it is it's not an issue of did he kill the guy. It's was it murder?
Yeah.
Or was it in the line of duty, essentially? One of the news outlets this week kept referring to Chauvin as his accused killer. There's no fucking accused about it. He fucking murdered the dude.
Yeah.
We know that. Well, they're not saying murder. We know he killed the man. You can't call him an accused killer. He killed him. Was it murder or not? That was the biggest. I was like, come on.
Oh, it's the same thing with the mass shootings or the spree shootings where they're the alleged shooters. There was no alleged.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Sometimes before you know all the facts, you have to be alleged.
Weeks later.
Yeah. I mean, I guess to be technical, because if something came across and they're something came out after the case, the outlet can get dragged for that and potentially.
But here's the thing. How much bullshit is already thrown out by news organizations that this is the one time that they're like, oh, we have to play by the rules. How many other times do they
something that hasn't gone to trial yet, that when there's a mass shooting or something, they can have undue influence over, potential jurors, over people watching. You don't want to influence the public in that way.
You don't, but because then
they can get in trouble. They can get sued for that.
At the same time, they still do shit like that. Because I think it was Denzel Washington had an interview. It's not a race to who's right. It's just who says it first.
Oh, 100%. That's what it is now. Yeah, before it was you had to have all your facts before you brought anything and reported on anything. Now it's shit, we heard someone's over here, they run with their mic and camera, and
it's just who gets the story first, and then it doesn't matter if it's correct or not, or if it's in any way damning of the right or wrong person. It's just who said for, because they can always retract their statements later. They're just trying to,
and it doesn't matter what outlet you're watching, no matter the fucking scrolling ticker on the bottom that's always full, always says breaking news. It's whatever they're covering right then and there is breaking news, because they haven't actually done any reporting on it yet, any investigation. It's just whatever's there and whatever they're going to put in front of the camera at that time. But anyway,
it's just my problem with it is, why does the moral standard only come into effect when it's a racially motivated spree shooting? I don't know.
It's
fuck the media. fuck Nike, fuck the media. While we're on it, fuck Nestle. I haven't supported them for fucking ever because their CEO. Well, I haven't supported them since I saw commercials in high school that said, if you replace one soda a day with one bottle of Nestle Life Water, you could reduce. If you use a glass of water, it'd be the same thing. They're fucking marketing water bottle, like bottles of water. And yeah. Their CEO came out and said he didn't think water was a human right and tried to like patent water.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He literally wanted to own the rain. Like he wanted to patent water. He's a piece of shit. And I don't fuck with Nestle because of that. People offer me, well, I'll drink out of a tap before I go and buy a fucking Nestle Life Water. They call it Life Water. It's just fucking water. Fuck Crunch Bars. Shove it up his ass. I don't give a fuck. Nestle ain't shit as a company.
It's true. Nasty ass milk chocolate.
To be fair, though, Hershey makes some garbage milk chocolate, too.
They do. Most American chocolate is garbage. I was just watching a thing about this today.
Because I've talked shit about Hershey bars for a long time. People try to fight me on that. You know what Hershey bar is pretty good? Hershey with almonds. Because it's a completely different candy bar.
I do the special dark.
But it's a completely different candy bar from the standard Hershey bar that doesn't taste like chocolate at all.
Yeah.
Only sales of those. If you bought a regular Hershey bar just to eat, you can go fuck yourself. You're on the same level as someone that buys a Mounds bar. I don't want to fuck with you.
Hey.
When's the last time you bought a Mounds bar?
It's been a while, but if they have Almond Joy, I'm going to buy the Almond Joy.
Of course. Something about the almond makes it a little bit better. If you buy a Zero bar, you are a fucking prospector. You don't know what food is. Zero bars are the worst candy bar. It's called a Zero bar because it's got nothing to it. It's got no discernible qualities. It's white chocolate and like hazelnut nougat. The best description, I'd never had one. I'd always seen it. And a coworker of mine said Zero bars are the worst candy bar. He said it tastes like the Great Depression. And I'm like, what does that mean? And then I tried it and I'm like, this tastes like the Great Depression. It's like, this is what they got when they couldn't afford candy. Like, this is all they could give their kids. But like, it's almost candy.
Just make sure melted some wax over a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's the worst candy bar ever. Is a Zero bar. But anyway, Hershey though, the regular Hershey bar, the only time it gets sales is when people are making s'mores. That's where they make all their money off the regular Hershey bar. It has no.
You gonna make a better s'more?
A Reese's cup. I told you about that. Use a Reese's
cup. Yep.
It's the best.
Or the special dark.
Any other candy, a better chocolate
actually,
bar.
Actually, Reese's makes a full bar now that you can break apart like a Hershey bar. It's even better.
But then you don't like white chocolate. I do like white chocolate a bit.
Moderation. Like I used, my mom, for Easter, this is timely. For Easter, my mom used to get us, you know, like little chocolate rabbits and things like that. And every year, she used to get me a big ass white chocolate one. We were going and like, after a while, she'd realize I was never really eating it. Like, it would take me like a month to eat the rabbit. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't fucking like white chocolate. Like, I can't eat a whole 2 pounds of white chocolate in a sitting. Like, it's gross. Like, I can take a bite of it here and there. Like, if it's on something, it's fine, I guess. But it's not good.
Was it Hershey makes a white chocolate Hershey with almonds? I like that. Hershey's cookies and cream bar. Those are good.
I'll say every now, like a little bit. Like, yeah, I'll eat like a little. I'll have a bite of cookies and cream bar.
Well, that's just because we're getting older too. Like, we can't handle that much sugar in one sitting.
Yeah.
Trying to eat a king size candy bar. No, like if I feel my teeth rotting.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I like having like a little bit of dark chocolate usually sitting around. Like, I'll go grab a.
I never liked dark chocolate as a child, but now I do. Like, I can enjoy dark chocolate. Like, one of my, because I eat a lot of Pure Protein bars. Pure Protein, if you want to sponsor this podcast, hit me up. They've got some garbage flavors, I'm not going to lie. the fucking.
I might need to cut that part out.
No, the lemon cake one is very subpar. The birthday cake one is subpar as shit. But I try to buy, like, I'd go on Amazon, I'd buy like a bulk box just to have it work. Like something to eat of some sort of nutritional value while I'm working. That's not like gas station food, or like if you buy one from the gas station, it's like $3 for one bar. So I buy boxes in bulk. The last one I had gotten was s'mores, and then the lemon cake. Both are underwhelming. But the random ones I bought, I was like just trying to try new flavors. Strawberry, it has like a yogurt coating. It tastes like a strawberry milkshake. It's so good. And the other one is a dark chocolate coconut. That one is really fire.
So a Mounds bar?
No. It's like it's almost like a cakey consistency to it. But then it's chocolate coated, and then it's got coconut. What are they called?
Sprinkles.
So let's go with sprinkles. Coconut sprinkled on it. Coconut shavings. There you go.
That's probably a better word.
Since this is an audio podcast, nobody saw me doing like a little like sprinkly gesture. Cherry fingers. A little Salt Bay thing with my hand, but it's coconut. I couldn't think of the word for shaving.
Fairy fingers. They sprinkle fairy dust. Anyway.
Speaking of Salt Bay, that dude's in shape. Wonder what he does to work out besides like handling meat. Speaking of that, we're going to talk
about how we handle our meat in the real deal.
I got one this time. You're hogging all the accidental innuendos. Talking about jelly-filled munchkins and grabbing my ding-dong.
Dude, hey, you're squishing your own ding-dong over there. That wasn't me.
You asked if you can squish my ding-dong.
After our last episode, your sister did reach out and inform us that they do in fact sell jelly filled munchkins.
That's true.
So good for her and her research.
Well, I was sitting at her house and I played it for her. She's like, I think they do have those, and they have. So just a follow up, and it's not even specifically or just donut holes and it's specifically munchkins.
Yes. Well, they have many flavors. They have
butternut munchkins, glazed chocolate munchkins, glazed old-fashioned munchkins, jelly munchkins, old-fashioned munchkins, and powdered munchkins. And it just says
old-fashioned
soy. Just
plain, right? Old-fashioned just like a cake circle?
Yeah. Sphere. I'm interested in the butternut munchkin. Probably wouldn't get one. I'm just interested in what that is. It's because you...
Let me lick one butternut munchkin. Like, let me taste one.
I just mean, what is butternut?
A squash.
And what do I want to do to snack cakes? Squash them.
Squish them.
It all comes full circle. Full oblong shape. It's not quite a circle for us. It's there's many twists and turns.
On that note, God, we should probably wrap this up so we can get into a real deal.
Yeah, for the real deal, we'll talk about working out.
How about general wellness?
General wellness.
So I'm gonna mix in some yoga. It's gonna happen.
Well, that's part of working out. But until then, this has been the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.